Mark 6 and 13 says, "And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them." Lord, I thank you that the enemy is defeated in our lives. I thank you that the devil is being overthrown and being cast out in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just encourage everyone that is interceding with us, praying with us right now, grab some anointing oil. Grab some anointing oil and begin to place oil in those areas of infirmity. If it's physical, take oil and put it there now. If it's emotional, just take oil and place it on your mind, on your heart. And we declare in the name of Jesus, as we take the anointing oil, which represents your presence, we apply in faith the oil of your presence. And we say, God, let healing be released. Some of you right now, I just declare that you would take the anointing oil and begin to anoint your house. Begin to anoint the clothes, anoint some of the items that belong to your children or to your spouse that needs healing, that needs deliverance, that needs breakthrough. And believe God that as you apply that, that breakthrough is being released to them. Healing is being released to them in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, God, that as we take this anointing oil and we apply it to where the infirmity is, where the challenges are, God, that it's a point of contact, and we apply in faith, believing and knowing, God, that you are our healer, and healer has been released into our lives now in the name of Jesus. Father, you are the undefeated one. Holy Spirit, there's nothing impossible for you. So in the name of Jesus, God, we release healing. We release deliverance into our families, into our communities, God, in the name of Jesus. I just sense some of you even taking prayer walks in your community and just allowing some oil to just drop in different places around your community, allowing the presence of God to be applied there. And in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, healing in the marketplace, healing in the educational system, healing, God, in our homes, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, where there's been anger, where there's been shootings, where there's been stabbings, where there's been wounds in our neighborhoods, we just go there with the oil of the presence of God, and we release healing there in Jesus' name. Luke 4 and 40 says, "Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them, and he healed them." Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, that when your hand is upon us, that you release healing. I thank you, God, that even when it seems like the sun is no longer shining, and it gets dark in our lives, Lord, that we could come to you with healing. We could come to you with brokenness and people who are broken, and you would release healing into our lives, God. Lord, that there are times, Father, when it doesn't seem like things are the way they need to be. God, there are times when it doesn't seem that things are looking the way they need to look, God, that sometimes the sun is setting and the sun is not rising. But I thank you, God, that even in the setting of the sun, even in times when it seems like the sun is being taken from us, the days of looking bright and looking great seems to be going away from us, God, that we can come to you even in those dark moments. God, in those moments where it's challenging, we can bring our hurt and our pain and our sorrows. We can bring those that are on our hearts who are in need of deliverance and breakthrough. And God, that you would release healing to them. So we say in the name of Jesus, heal, God. Release healing. Release deliverance. Release victory to your people. God, your word says in Luke 5 and 15, "But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities." God, I just declare Hallelujah. That those who are listening, those who are experiencing healing right now as we pray, God, that your name is what becomes famous. This is not about a person. This is not about a platform or about a ministry. This is about your name. This is about your fame. This is about Jesus being made known in the earth. And I ask in the name of Jesus that as testimonies are being released of your power to heal, that there will be those who would say, God, if you could do it for them, I know there's hope for me. If you can heal her, I know there's hope for me. I know if you could deliver others, I know that there's deliverance for me. And I pray, God, that these healings that are being testified of, Father, that it will ignite a faith in others who are bound, who are broken, who are wounded, who are shattered, whose lives, even whether it's the physical or in their family, in their emotions, wherever there's a sickness, God, that faith would arise in those who are listening to the testimonies that you have healed them, you have released power to set them free. And I thank you, God, that that's igniting revival, that's igniting faith, it's igniting awakening and outpouring of your presence. It's being released throughout the land because there are those who are saying, Jesus delivered me, Jesus healed me, Jesus broke my chains, Jesus brought me out. And as you did it for them, you could do it for me. I thank you, God, faith is arising. Father, there are those in hospitals, those on the streets, those, Father, who are in homeless shelters, those who are in prisons, those in the marketplace, those in places of government, those in our educational systems. God, they're broken, they're hurting, they're messed up. I ask, God, for people who have been healed, God, that they would share their story, that they would release your name, release your fame, so that others can receive of this great and amazing grace that you are releasing in your people in Jesus' name.